Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development. So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, you know, we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, hpxwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to hpxwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode. In this episode, we're going to talk about working from home effectively, joyously, productively, successfully. And for many people who are now just working from home for the very first time, I know it seems like a big hurdle and feels so different. Some of you love it, some of you hate it. Worse, most people think there's some like surprise secret that is going to allow you to be so much better at home than it was at work. And the truth is, what makes you a productive and effective and successful human being does not change based on where you happen to arrive that day. You know, people who've worked from home for a really long time, or worked at cafes for a really long time, or worked on the road, have learned that it's really not necessarily about the context or the situation. It's how do you show up and get stuff done? Are you being prolific at creating the outputs or the deliverables that really matter to move your career and your mission and your life forward? That's ultimately one of the biggest questions. So today I'll be sharing with you 10 of sort of my like hit list, if you will. These are the 10 things that make me productive in working from home. I hope that they will serve you, but also remind you, listen, no matter where you're working or what you're doing, you've got to be a high performing person. And that's going to take a lot of mental management, energy management, emotional management, management of other people so you can set boundaries and get things done. But some of the very same rules apply when we teach high performance productivity at corporations, or if you're at home working from the kitchen table, many of the rules still apply. And so I hope that you'll find this session to be full of common sense type things, but now it's about making them common practice so they can be on your A game, deliver excellent value, and move your career and your mission, your life forward. So let's go through the 10 things that I do to work from home effectively. Number one, I never forget that when we talk about work, it must be contextualized in yearly, quarterly, monthly, and weekly goals, baby. Like if you show up to your kitchen table or the side office that you set up over in the side of the house like this, nothing you do really matters unless you are aiming towards something, that you have a clear vision, clear ambition, clear deadlines, clear deliverables. You must know what you're about this week, this month, this quarter, and this year. What makes an efficient team in corporate America, or an efficient team if it's a husband and wife, or you're working with your friend or your brother? It's all about, what are we after this year? So I begin this entire thing with, do you know what your goals are by the end of this year? Do you know what this month's goals are and next month's goals are? Do you know what this week's goals are? I'd love for you to think about, do you know the 10 things that you were after this week? Specifically what you're gonna do this week. And if not, let's not fool ourselves that it's, oh gosh, working from home is hard because, you know, I'm interrupted by this person or that person, or now I'm doing a lot of virtual Zoom meetings. No, you don't know what you want. That is the problem. You don't have clarity. And no clarity, no change. No goals, no growth. So let's be honest. It doesn't matter where you're working from, home, cafe,
On the road, in the car, I don't care. At the end of the day, do you know what you are after? So taking the time to know what your yearly, quarterly, and weekly goals are, absolutely essential to success. Number two, having my Friday finisher list. What does that mean? It means like, you know, I've got a list here of the things that have to happen by Friday. It's my Friday finisher list. It means that Monday, when I go to work, I am aware of all the things I need to get done and complete by Friday. And that's what I use that unit of time called a week for, is making sure I get all these things done by Friday. I know that by Friday, 5 p.m. or whatever time I want to finish working on Friday, that these list of deliverables have happened and they are done and they are complete for the week. And if I can stay on track with that, oh my gosh, the year just proceeds so much more effectively. Now, I know some of you are gonna be like, but it's hard to stay on track. So we'll talk about that too. Third big thing for me is block time. Block time means that you schedule blocks of time during the day in which that is the time you are specifically doing one thing. That's the time you are having the meeting. That is the time you are creating the presentation. That is the time you're outbound calling. That is the time that you do email. That is the time that you do social media. It's blocks of time that are scheduled and written out so that you're not always just going by the whim and by how you feel. Now, I know creatives always say, oh my gosh, that sounds miserable, Brendan, because you know, in all that structure, I'd lose my freedom. No, it's by having structure that you gain more freedom time, right? It's by having the discipline that you get more freedom. It's by having structure that then when you execute that structure, you have more free time. If you're just like going completely free all day, especially from home, it's like all of a sudden you were gonna work that day, but then you did 5 loads of laundry, chat with the kids, you did this project over here, and everything just kind of fell apart. You did a lot, you were busy, but things fall apart over a period of time without structured, disciplined sets of time, what we call block time, that allows you to move ahead. Block time is most efficiently scheduled in that 35 to 55 minute time frame in our productivity studies. So usually for me, as an example, I'll say, okay, for the next 50 minutes, I'm gonna work on this email sequence to go out to my email newsletter list. Great, that's all I'm gonna do. During that time, I don't check my phone. I don't check social media. I don't randomly check the news. I don't have any other browsers open that aren't exactly relevant to that one task. And that's what allows me not to be being pulled away from social media or notifications on my computer or, you know, randomly checking other stuff. Nope, that is the time that those things happen. This block of time was scheduled, 3 days ago that I was gonna sit here and do this session for you? And I think that's just what is necessary for all of us to succeed. Next big thing is hourly breaks. Every hour. So I tend to do my block time, you know, between 35 minute and 55 minute blocks of time where I just work on one thing. But on average, about 50 minutes, I have a desk, a standing desk that has a timer and a button on it. And I can set it for 45 or 50 minutes. And when it goes off, I'm done. If I'm working from somewhere else in the house, I'm not at this specific desk. I have my phone with me and I set a timer. If my butt hits a chair, 50 minutes goes off. And when it goes off at 50 minutes, I get up. I drink some water. I might hit the ground and do like 4 or 5 vinyasa flows, a little yoga. I will stand in place, bounce in place, literally bouncing in place, closing my eyes, taking 10 deep breaths just to open up the airways, to close my eyes, to reset my eyes because the screen is so fatiguing on the mind and the eyes. And, you know, I might only have a break of 2, 3, 4 minutes and then I'm back at it. But for you, when you're home, that like to work 50 minutes solid and then, you know, take a 5 minute break to get a snack or a 5 minute break to throw in a load of laundry or a 5 minute break to make sure the kids are still alive, whatever you have to do. That's a really great block of time. Why? Because the world's largest study of productivity that's ever been done with over 2 million data points, 2 million people participating, I should say, found that the most productive people tended to take a break at 52 minutes. At every 52 minutes, they took a break. And it almost didn't matter how long the break was. It was, did they have the discipline of having a break, what you know I often call a pit stop, to just recharge? Because if you recharge throughout the day,
Well, obviously throughout the day, you're gonna have greater mental energy, greater physical vitality, greater stamina in doing your work than if you just burn straight through. Because then what happens? You hit 2 o'clock, you're wasted. You hit 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you're completely ruined. Like you're just, like your brain is so fried, you're not even effective anymore. And if you had just taken a few more breaks to reset, those recharge sessions, right? Every 50 minutes, a little break every on the hour, every break, it just gives you more energy to make it throughout the day. I think that's important. Totally vital for me. I'm useless if I try to work 5-6 hours straight. It's awful. Nothing great comes from that. No great art, no great teaching, no great service. Next up, number 5, scheduling with family, right? Scheduling with whoever's in your household for them to know when you're going to work, how long you're going to work. That's so important. And like to have a Sunday meeting with your family and say, okay, this is what dad or mom is doing this week. Here's what's gonna happen Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Getting everybody on board to the schedule and sticking to it, right? Maybe that's for some of you, that means you get up the same time every day. This happens with the kids. This happens with yourself to get your morning routine going. This is what you do when you go to work. And everyone knows, okay, mommy doesn't come out of that room over there until noon. She'll be in there. She'll be doing work. We have interruption rules, which we'll talk about. But people need to know, hey, you know what, honey? I'm going to be in the room over there shooting video for the next 2 hours. You won't see me. I won't come out. I'm going to be checking messages. Okay. It's communication of your schedule that is vital to everything. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created 3 specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com. Now, number 6, this is important, interruption rules. If they know your schedule and when you're working, when are people okay to interrupt you? And how should they go about it, right? Should the kid just be allowed to burst in the room and scream at you anytime that they want? Well, I know some people say, well, of course, that's what kids do. And other people, though, they've figured out a way to communicate with the kids to set some of those boundaries. I know it's difficult at different times of their lives. At the same time, you can still teach kids or teach people in your life, your spouse, your partner, others who walk in, how should they engage with you when they're interrupting you, right? It's like, okay, hey, you can come in here, but don't scream. That's the rule. Like setting simple rules, and you've got to stick to them. It's like you can't say it once, you can't say it twice. You have to teach people 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 requests before they absolutely get it. Because people are stuck in their own head, especially kids or other people in your house who are also working. Right? Because something is coming up on their radar. They need your time and attention, and it's frustrating for them that they got to come in and interrupt you. So you got to teach the interruption rules. And here's the secret. If you're in a house with other people and you know their interruption rules and you stick to those, they're more likely to return the favor. Number 7, working from home. This one's everything. Meal prep. Okay, if you're working at some company and they provide lunch, you're so lucky. You just show up, there's lunch. If you're working for some company and they don't provide lunch, but you get that lunch hour, you know you get to knock off, take a break, go get some lunch or go eat some lunch with some friends or by yourself. But it's kind of scheduled and it's expected. But in real life, when you're at home, I bet many of you are like me, and all of a sudden it's like 2, 3, 4 in the afternoon, you're like, I haven't eaten any lunch. Or I haven't eaten anything, you know? You just get busy doing your passion or your art or whatever, and you look and be like, oh my, I have not eaten. And then you go to the fridge and there's nothing, so you eat the crap in the pantry. Meal prep. I got to admit on this one, Denise is my savior on this thing. Our fridge is always full of good and healthy things. That is a life-changing thing for me because
when I was a single young man, there was nothing ever in the fridge and I'd be super hungry. So I'd eat like crap and then I'd feel like crap and I'd lose that ability to work in a productive and focused way. So what I recommend to you is just make sure that going into the end of your day Sunday, or as you plan your day Sunday, you look out to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you stock up on groceries, that you're ready to go for the week, that you know, like, okay, it doesn't mean you have to prepare every meal. It just means, do you have the groceries that you need to survive the week, right? Including healthy snacks that will support you throughout the day. I think that's really important. Meal prep, have that down. I would say, in my opinion, diet and sleep are the two simple wins to nail. Just like when you're working from home, get those right. You're at home. You're at home. Get those right. Everything will change. Number eight, this is really important. It's scheduling email and social media specifically. As an example, I only check social media twice per day on average. And unless there's something crazy going on in the world, which as we've seen has been a lot recently, but in general, I do about 15 minutes of social media before lunch each day. And I do 15 minutes before dinner each day. And that way, the rest of the day, what's happening? Work, getting things done, doing the deliverables. Social media at home kills people. And here's what I mean by that. When you're at work, you can't just sit at your desk on your phone checking social media. Your coworker's like, hey, do something. But at home, you're totally allowed to get away with that nonsense. And so you tend to abuse those things at home. And people lose so many hours. I mean, if you spend 30 minutes just browsing like social media on the day that's not purposeful, that 30 minutes ends up being almost a full month of work days gone throughout the year. Literally that much. So you gotta be very careful about it. And so that's why I schedule it. Email, social media, and news are scheduled. And here's what the great thing is. Some days, I don't have time for that crap. So I don't even look. And it keeps me mentally healthy. Number nine, this is important for me. And a significant afternoon break. When people work from home, they tend to work later. Because, you know, throughout the day, they might have done some laundry or done some meal prep or been with the kids or had to run some errands. But they tend to work later when they're at home. And so for me, it's important to get a significant afternoon break. For me, that specifically means I take a long walk in the afternoon with my wife, Denise, or I take a full 20 to 40 minute meditation session in the early afternoon, which for me means anywhere between 3 and 4:30. I might take 20 full minutes of meditation or a nap if I don't take a walk with Denise, because it's a complete reset and I can work later with that recharge than if I don't. Number 10. Last big idea, do everything you can to schedule less meetings. Everything you can to schedule less meetings. Because meetings at home lead to, okay, I did that meeting, I did that thing, ugh. Okay, now let me go wander and do, you know, clean up around the house. Or, okay, that task is done, that was the one thing I had to do to see people today. And then, you know, what do you end up doing right after that Zoom call? Well, probably another five, and you're like, oh, why do I not listen to Brendan do less Zoom calls? What you end up doing is you end up kind of blowing off some stuff. Okay, these meetings were exhausting. I'm gonna go watch a show, or I'll consume some social media, or I'll clean some stuff up. Versus saying, okay, what are the deliverables that are necessary to get done today? What are the outputs that matter today? Maybe it's an email to your list. Maybe it's a prospect call. Maybe it's that keynote presentation. Maybe it's that pitch you're gonna make, but something that you've gotta complete. That should be the priorities. Meetings should never, ever, ever be a priority to someone who really cares about productive outputs. Meetings are not productive outputs and they rarely move things forward that couldn't have got done over email. I know this is gonna be controversial because people are gonna say, well, Brendan, I don't see people as much anymore. I'm not at work. Don't I have to check in with them more and be on Zoom calls with them more? Well, how's that worked for you? If you've been working from home for a little while now, aren't you tired of those Zoom calls? I'm totally okay to do, you know, virtual meetings, like when the team first goes working from home. Sure, that first month, check in a lot, be there a lot. But then don't get trapped in the same idea that people have fallen for years, which is that more meetings means more productivity. It doesn't in almost everything that's ever been studied across the genre of productivity. More meetings does not mean more productivity. And when you're at home, like I said, because you derail after a meeting, it's super important to only do meetings that absolutely move the needle forward. If it doesn't move the needle forward for you, I suggest you delegate it to somebody else on your team. I suggest that you have another teammate run it and report back to you what happened on there. And I suggest that you focus instead on what needs to be produced by the end of that week that will move you, your career, your mission, your company forward. It's all about productive quality outputs, not just a bunch of conversations about how you doing. Yeah, it sure is crazy right now, huh? And I hope that that helps. These are my thoughts for what keeps me on my A game at home. All the other rules of High Performance Habits applies. So if you have not read my book, High Performance Habits, please read it. There is nothing in that book that applies to you being at corporate America or you at home. Those habits of high performance are the things we know without any question whatsoever, worldwide in 190 countries, helps people become more successful over the long term than their peers. So if you haven't picked up High Performance Habits recently, pick it up. Go get the audiobook version, go get the Audible version, just go get it on Amazon, I don't care where you get it, but revisit your High Performance Habits because those apply as well. I hope this helps you as a random check-in. My team asked me to cover this. I hope it serves you. And last but not least, I wish you and your family safety and health and strength and optimism during these turbulent and chaotic times. People keep saying this is historic, this is unprecedented times. And you know what? It is. It is a great opportunity for you to show leadership in the world, to demonstrate a good attitude, to show up and serve with love and heart and excellence and kindness and patience at a time when a lot of the people have lost that. So if you show up and you're a role model now in a historical moment, people will recognize it and celebrate it later on. So be your best now. Demand the best of yourself. People say, well, Brandon, that's a lot to expect from people. I'm like, yep. And I expect it from myself and I expect it from other people. Because when we rise to becoming our best, when we are vibrant and connected and we are fulfilled because we're doing work that we love, we take care of people, we're being good leaders, that's when we get to change not only our lives, but we get to change the world.
All right, hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.